Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Bruno when you sign up. For a limited time, all viewers can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round basketball playoff action. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211. And with the SiriusXM app. The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's, believe me, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Welcome aboard, as we say, in the final hour. We got NBA action. Utah and Denver locked up in a good one in that series in the West. Of course, the Nuggets survived that one in overtime, Harry. Utah giving the Nuggets all they can handle, Harry. Mm-hmm. This is not going to be an easy. This may be one of the more entertaining and closely contested series.
Yeah, I kind of look at this series like I do the Indiana-Miami series in the East.
Yeah.
You know?
But we did have, you know, when you look at the games on Tuesday night, you know, the two top seeds lose for the first time since 2003. Lakers lose by 7 to the Blazers. We already told you, Rockets, 25-point blowout over Oklahoma City. What happened there? What happened?
Well, I watched that, man. I'll tell you. There, Joe Yunus had that one.
He threw
that out on the show as a free play.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. And pretty much everybody was on the Blazers, right? I mean,
they became a sexy pick.
They were the sexy pick. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
And they delivered.
Yes, they did.
Can they win three more?
Why not? Why can't they?
Because of the king.
Well, he did about all he could. I mean, what did he have, 23 points on 20 shots?
Yeah, I mean, he's a box score filler.
Yeah.
It's LeBron. He's always going to get 20, 10, and 8, something around there. But he wasn't impacting the game like he usually does.
No.
But, yeah, if you look at that box score, you get, obviously, Lillard with the main scoring factor. He has 34. But you also got C.J. McCollum, 21. Mm-hmm. Nurkic, 16. Melo, 11. You know what I mean? They got a lot of guys, and it's really LeBron and A.D. And if they're going well, it's like the other guys, you know, that's when their shots
go down. Well, they were early in the game. LeBron was feeding him all the time.
Yeah, he's giving him opportunity.
He had 10 assists in the first quarter, LeBron.
The referees were way too involved in that game first half.
They were. That's the NBA.
Yeah.
The refs always get in the way.
It's a smoke and mirrors league, and it's why. By the way, speak of smoke and mirrors, and it's not my style to crucify the NBA, but you ready for Thursday night draft lottery action, Harry? You see what they're doing this year?
No, what are they doing?
They're only doing a 30-minute show. Usually they like to spread this thing out, but since there's a quadruple header on Thursday in the NBA, they're going to squeeze that baby in between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Eastern time, and all 14 teams that are in the lottery will be sitting in boxes, and those annoying big box things.
Well, like a Zoom call?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so they're just going to have like a little – our cameras in here are better than what they're going to be putting in for the NBA representatives who will be sitting there. But the interesting thing is, unlike other years, you know, where they take out the envelopes and they open it, because you never see the ping pong balls.
Right.
At least
that's
NHL,
all done in the back room.
Yeah, and that's all bogus, too. And we already know that Golden State, Cleveland, and Minnesota each have a 14% chance of winning the first pick, Harry.
Hmm.
right? And you watch, the Knicks will win it. The Knicks need to win it, but the Knicks don't know how to draft number one picks anymore.
No.
You ever notice?
No, you're right.
The Knicks get the number one pick, and they screw it up.
For the past 20 years.
Yeah, since Patrick Ewing. Who was the last great? Mello was the number one pick, though, wasn't he? Was he the number one pick?
No.
I don't think he was number one. Maybe top 5 or 10.
I thought LeBron was number – he was in the
LeBron.
He was
in, okay. Yeah, he was
but
in
I'm
LeBron.
Saying,
that's
the
right.
Number one overall pick. I don't
the Knicks?
The Knicks. Well, you know, they went after – who was the Italian guy? Didn't they take him with the number one
Gallinari?
Overall pick?
Yeah, Gallinari. Yep.
Did they take him?
Yeah, they did. Or Denver might have taken him, and then they traded him to New York.
Porzingis, wasn't he the number one overall?
Yeah, number one overall, I don't think.
No, he was top 5, too. Yeah. I don't remember the last time the Knicks had a number one. We'll have to look that up.
I remember when they took that French guy.
Yeah, that's who the guy
years
was
years ago,
of.
And he was a total
bust. He was a
bust.
Yes.
Was it Vice or something, his last name?
No.
Darko?
Frederick Vice.
Darko Milicic. No, that was a Detroit.
That was Detroit.
Larry
that
Brown.
Was Larry Brown.
That was Larry Brown, Detroit Pistons first-round pick. Another one of these guys in Europe that nobody saw. And they said, oh, this guy Darko Milicic, man, he's the deal, real deal. You know what I'm saying? Melo went number 2 to the Nuggets in that same year. And we know Melo was drafted by the Denver
Danilo
Nuggets.
Gallinari was a Knick pick. He was the 6th overall.
Okay.
They also had...
Yeah, their last first overall pick was Ewing back in 85.
Okay.
Right.
They haven't held the first number overall pick since then.
Wouldn't it be funny
Frederick
if the Knicks...
Frederick Vice was the 15th pick in the first round in 99.
I mean, they were so hoping they were going to get Zion last year, man.
Of course they were.
Stephen A. Smith the next day. It was just funny watching his reaction to that, being upset. And they get R.J. Barrett, and it's okay. But, you know, I mean, getting a guy like Zion really can transform your franchise.
Not Slobodan Milosevic.
One more time.
I got my Mitches and Vitches and Bitches all mixed up.
Don't forget, you know, Kostas Papanikolaou.
Who can forget?
Second round
Petros
pick.
And I were having some of that the other night. We broke a couple plates. We had
what
some
do you drink
ouzo.
With that? With a little
you drink ouzo.
You drink that straight.
You got to go straight ouzo,
and
baby.
Frank Ntilikina, too.
Frank Ntilikina.
Oh, Frankie. Frank the Tank.
Frankie Frenchman. Papanikolaou.
Slobodan Milosevic was the strong man over there. In Croatia or Serbia. I remember which. I forget
what,
which
like
kind.
The world's strongest man?
No,
kind of
no. He was one of these dictator dudes.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was one of these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Guys. Anyway, in Yugoslavia, Slobodan, what's wrong with me today? Before Yugoslavia, and I was there when it was the Serbs and the Croats and the machine guns in 84 at the Winter Olympics games. He was a genocidal maniac. There's no doubt about it in Yugoslavia, Harry. Meanwhile, let's get it back to hockey. Linda Cohen's going to join us to talk hockey. What else am I missing here? We got to play this other video. We have another video. I don't know if you got it, though, Robin, so I don't want to mess it up.
I'm so glad that you checked ahead of time and asking that questions rather than
it was another just basketball.
Assuming that
right,
I got
right.
It was another basketball video that I thought was funny.
And assuming that you're right at the keys. It's right there at your fingertips.
Well, it is. That's what she does.
Normally,
that's her job.
Normally, if I know ahead of time, I can make it be right at my fingertips. But which one were you talking about?
The
one with
Suns?
The guy. Nah. Yeah, we should do that one.
Yeah, we should do that one.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Let me go cue that up. I have it.
It's in the bubble.
The bubble band.
No, you don't have this. I don't think you have it. But Ryan Rothstein found this gem. And these are the kinds of stories. I don't care about LeBron wearing a Trump, mocking Trump hat in the bubble and then going out and losing because he's focused on other things other than the NBA. Hey, LeBron, as I said earlier, either play basketball or get the hell out of Orlando and go do your thing. All right? I pay to watch you play basketball. Actually, I don't pay. I wouldn't pay.
You don't pay.
I pay for cable, Harry. That's bad enough.
I love Destro's fan says, Tony is accidentally polite sometimes.
Accidentally. I'm accidentally in love sometimes, too. You know what I mean? Where was that from, Josie? Accidentally in love.
Is that one of the Shrek movies? It's
yes,
County Crows, isn't it?
That is great knowledge right there. Look
wow.
at that. That is great.
That is deep.
Great. Great County Crows knowledge.
So just to set this clip up, there's a lot of curse words. So I had to start it at a certain point.
Wait, so this is a chick dropping a lot of bad words?
Yes, this is a
chick. Instagram model?
Surprisingly, I know. You wouldn't think that.
An Instagram model dropping bad words?
Wow.
She was on the Barstool Sports podcast, and she had some breaking news regarding the amount of players that she's been with.
Did Jeremy
on the
Ronan get, Jeremy Roenick gets fired over this one, too?
Yeah,
did they
maybe.
Hold this against him? Wow. Should we play the tape? Let's go to the tape. Now, we have her name. She's an IG model. And, of course, she goes on the Barstool podcast and then basically makes all these claims. Can she back them up? Does she have pictures? Does she have – you know, at least when guys – remember the chicks that used to go in – and who was the one athlete? Oh, it was one of the – it was the Patriots wide receiver.
Edelman.
Yeah, Julian Edelman. Some
yeah.
chick got him all wasted, mm-hmm. and then she spent the night with him, and she took video of
she
him.
She took a picture of them in bed.
Exactly.
Like, lying next to one another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That really hurt his career, huh? Hell no, it didn't. Let's go to the IG chick. You have to edit it up?
No, we're good.
Let's go raw. That's what she probably did, but in the bubble, I'm sure. But, hey, at least she was wearing a mask, I hear. Let's go to the tape.
It's not playing.
It's not playing?
It's not playing.
Let me see if I – now, I can play it with everything. It's going to be uncut.
Well, some people like it uncut.
We'll get to it later.
Okay.
We'll get to it later. What was the other thing I was wanted to talk about here?
Trying to zone in onto your brain cells.
I have
cells.
No idea.
Oh, so hard. I'm getting a blockage.
We get we could do that Eric Kramer story.
Yeah, let's do that one. I mean, it's a downer, Harry.
It is a downer.
It's a sad story.
It is a downer.
Eric Kramer, former quarterback.
But we're going into an up-tempo segment with Linda Cohn
yes.
right after.
She will bring
so
us,
she
out
will
of
bring
the,
us
yes.
back out.
Because
okay.
I didn't see this Eric Kramer story.
Well, OB, the PD, OB listens to a show down in the Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You
know OB,
you know
yes.
him, right? Well, he sent this to me.
He doesn't follow me anymore. Though,
he doesn't?
I don't think so.
He apparently went to college with this woman. 5 years ago yesterday, former NFL quarterback Eric Kramer shot himself in the head in an attempted suicide. He survived, but with brain damage, it left him unable to process complex decisions like managing his millions of dollars he earned from his playing career. And now a woman who married Kramer the year after the attempt is facing felony charges for taking advantage of him. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports, did a big profile on Kramer. Detailing his attempt to recover. But one of the challenges for him since the suicide attempt is that in 2016 he married Courtney Baird in a courthouse ceremony that none of his friends or family attended. Kramer now says he was still struggling with the inability to make decisions because of his severe frontal lobe injury. He said he was basically like marrying a four-year-old.
Wow.
That's a
wow.
quote. So once Kramer got married, there was no one to protect him from her taking advantage of him. So by then, he had lost $600,000 between money Baird is accused of taking and money he spent on legal fees to get rid of her. This year, Baird was arrested and charged with 12 felony counts, including elder abuse, identity theft, and forgery. She's pleaded not guilty and is going to a hearing. But OB knows this woman.
Wow. Now he is following me. I saw have him on.
Okay,
there, yes.
Yeah. He sent this to me.
I was going to say, why would a guy from Bargentown, New Jersey, not follow me anymore? Huh?
Yeah, he grew up with the girl. She's from Linwood, New Jersey. Yeah. And, of course,
awful.
She dated some other famous people. I'm going to keep their names out of it, but he sent that along with it. But, wow.
What a sad story. Yeah. And, this woman, she's got to go to jail. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Taking advantage of a man who had money from playing professional sports. When she knew he was in a bad space and then going to a quickie wedding, right?
Right.
This wasn't a planned wedding. They didn't even rent tuxes like Eitan and get ripped off. You know what I mean?
Men's Warehouse. Then they went out of business.
Exactly. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Well, and from what people are saying is that, like, they didn't even know, friends and family didn't even know that the marriage was happening, let alone that they weren't invited.
Right.
They,
right.
They, this was done. She led him down this path, clearly.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, we have the audio from the IG model. Yeah.
Let's go to the IG model in Phoenix on Barstool talking about why the Phoenix Suns were so successful and were the only undefeated team in the bubble and just came a little bit short. Hey, it's Tony Bruno here telling you there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. All you have to do is download the app and sign up using promo code Bruno. Then enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. Yes, it's really that easy to claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways. giveaways and put yourself in the running to win a $1 million cash prize. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings Free Football Survivor Pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering. While you're in the app, don't forget to check out all the daily great fantasy contests that DraftKings is hosting for this week's basketball and golf action. Not only on the floor, but apparently also in the hotel room. Sorry, let's go to the tape.
Oh.
All right, so place your cue and not on the air, but that's because I think we have some muted system sounds on this. So we're still waiting on that second computer, which will do 75% of things I need
to
do.
I have a minute 46 that I can play from my computer. Is that the entire – should we just play this, what I have?
There's a lot of curse words in the minute.
There's a lot of curse words?
It started at 32 seconds.
32 seconds? Okay. Let me pull this up to 32 seconds.
Mm-hmm. It's better be worth it.
I know. We're doing all of this.
Is this chick hot at least? Is she hot?
Well, if you turn around, you can see her, Tony Bruno.
I want to see her.
And I'm starting it right now. And
just a
warning, we have absolutely no idea what's going to play right now.
The whole team.
Seven
basketball players in a row?
Mm-hmm.
She tried to keep it coy and play vague, and then instantly in the comments on Instagram gave up that it was the Phoenix Suns and that Devin Booker went first. King shit. She also alleges that Trey Songz peed on her after they had sex, that he just burst in the bathroom and surprised her with it, and that it's something he does with all the girls he hooks up with. Now, Trey Songz has tweeted out screenshots of their DMs showing that she's just thirsty as fuck, saying don't believe this bird. It's about to get real ugly. But...
All right, I don't want to hear any more of this stuff.
It's very, that's why you had
graphic.
To know from start to finish. But basically, seven different Phoenix Suns players that she's done raunchy, to say the least, things with.
Wow.
So there you have it.
I mean, you saw her. She's all dolled up, and she's got the 72-inch eyelashes on. And
not my speed.
Fake licks, fake lips.
Yeah.
Wings and Diddy says, Tony, my opinion of IG influencers has really gone downhill. I mean, most of them are kind of like that. And this goes right to my WAP music rant. It's all in the same idea. Ladies, have more respect for yourselves. Sheesh.
That's why I'm out on IG, Harry.
Yeah?
I'm out. Unless people start buying my OnlyFans page, then I'll be back in, Harry.
Now, what do they get on the OnlyFans page?
You got to pay for it, Harry. I'm not giving that away. That's what you call premium content.
Okay.
That's premium content. Speaking of premium content, Linda Cohn's going to join us when we come back from L.A. She's all hockeyed up, Harry.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut and Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Back here on the scene, we got hockey. And, you know, we only bring on the best of the best when it comes to hockey, Harry.
The commissioner.
The actual real commissioner of the National Hockey League. If it weren't for her, Gary Bettman never would have gone into a bubble in Canada and gotten the hockey playoffs straightened out. She is the great Linda Cohen on Zoom with us for the first time. Looking, that hair's getting long now. Have you not cut your hair during the pandemic, Linda?
I cut it once. I didn't do it, but a friend of mine did and did me a favor. Just a healthy trim, as we like to call it, Tony and Harry. I'm sure you know what healthy trim, you know, that's
absolutely
what that is.
Yes. But what about Robin now?
Like you get Robin. Robin likes it. I'm on the West Coast. I've done the blonde thing for the last 4 or 5 years, so it's sticking.
You know, it's funny because when Robin and I were in L.A., Robin dyed her hair red because everybody else was blonde in L.A.
I did. I'm a wow. Very contrarian. I wanted to go different. And then everybody started going red. I'm like, well, crap.
Hey, I totally get it. Listen, you know what, Robin? Be you. That's what I always say
exactly
to everyone.
Right.
Be you.
Linda Cohen, the real commissioner of the National Hockey League. And so we had, you know, obviously Vegas, they're a cup contender for sure. And
for
the Blackhawks
sure.
series, yeah. You knew that was going to come to an end. The Blackhawks had never won down 3-0, and they won a game, and then they finished it off last night. And then, of course, you got Dallas, surprisingly, looking bad early in the season. They turned it around. They're up 3-2. So that's really the only one of the only game six situations we have so far, because we got a game five tonight with the Canucks and Blues, and that's turned
that's
into
a, great
that's a good series.
That is great. Let me tell you, on to your point, Tony. I think a lot of these, the teams that were involved in the round robin tournament, they really didn't press the button. They didn't turn their on switch until much later than the teams that, you know, played in these qualifiers, these best of five pressure pack series. So I think you're seeing it now. You're seeing it with the St. Louis Blues. They're looking a little bit more like the St. Louis Blues. They're probably going to come back and win that series. They were down 0-2. And you're seeing this from the Dallas Stars. You're seeing that you saw it from the Tampa Bay Lightning today.
And the Bruins.
And you're going to see it from the Bruins, too, who eventually are going to take out Carolina. I think last I looked, they're losing today. But, you know, so I think that's the situation there with these teams that were supposed to be in the elite when we dwindle down to whatever, eight teams, four teams, whatever it is. It's just taking them a while to play that battle-tested type of hockey that these other teams already did.
Well, how about the Flyers? They've only scored 5 goals in their 4 games, but yet they have a 3-1 lead.
Absolutely. You know what's amazing, Harry, is the fact none of their big guns, except for Jake Voracek, has scored.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they just need one more win, and they'll move on to the second round. So if you're a Flyers fan, you have a lot to be happy about. And they're so well coached with Alain Vigneault. He was able to, after they got blown out by Montreal in game 2, that 5-0 game, he said, you know, we're not going to get caught playing that kind of game. We're going to play this more of a defensive system and play to our strengths. And they just adjusted like that. Who needs to score a lot of goals when you can win and you have Carter Hart in net, you know, who doesn't make let in a bad goal? You know, you can get away with the 2-1 victories and move on.
Now, of course, in our Twitch stream, a lot of great Linda Cohn fans out there. In fact, our tour junkies, our golf guys, we're saying, oh, my God, you're going to have Linda Cohn. Tell her we want her to adopt us. Because there are a couple of young guys from Augusta, Georgia, who are big-time golf fantasy, daily fantasy players and really good. And they have a podcast, The Tour Junkies.
Yes, they said that they couldn't imagine a more cool mom than you. And would you please adopt them?
That is very cool. You know, my own kids will never admit that in public, how cool I am. But I think I know they know deep down I am, you know, because I'm mom first. But you know what? I would consider it. I'm flattered that they want to adopt me as a mom.
Well, I want you to adopt me, too, Linda. Yeah. I mean, I want you to adopt me so I can move back to California and just let my hair grow and live on the beach. You know, and eat the crabs.
Yeah, why not? You could do the show out of the home, you know?
I know.
Come on, Tony. I mean, it's a great life now.
By the time I get back out there, I'll be in a home, Lynn.
Linda Cohn, no corona in the home.
Exactly right.
Linda Cohn. You're nuts. You're crazy.
Thank you. I'm glad you're still. By the way, people are saying they're glad that you give Max Kellerman crap about his lack of hockey knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. It's what he said. I mean, I'm not ripping him. He's a nice person, and he's doing his role, his job as agitator. And he has to work daily with Stephen A. Smith, so give him credit for that. And I love Stephen A. as well.
Hazard
but
pay.
The point is this. It was disrespectful what he said about the people that love hockey and what he said about hockey. That's what I didn't like about it. He painted us all in the same brush. He painted the sport all in the same brush. I always frown upon that, and it was wrong, and it hit something with me. It hit a lightning rod with me, and I had to react the way I did, and I appreciate that support.
I would have had, if I was there with him, I would have speared him
with a coho
right in the groin. I would have speared him right in the groin, and I know Max too, and I would have done it for you if I was near him because of that kind
you know,
of nonsense.
Listen, if this radio stuff doesn't work out, you can be my bodyguard, Tony.
Exactly.
And you know, you could, if anyone comes near me, you can stab them with a ballpoint pen.
Exactly.
Fabulous.
Now I just go hockey, so I go coho.
Cross check.
I got to go aluminum though. I'm not going to go wooden stick, Linda. Now goalie sticks are all wood, right? There aren't any aluminum goalie sticks, right?
No,
they're composite.
No, but they're
and wood.
Different. It's not the old fashioned wood that my old sheer wood, SHER. WOOD stick I used to have when I was 12. Now, you know, I haven't used it in a while. It's like 5 years old. When I was last on the ice 3 years ago. Warrior, that's the cool stick. But it's not total wood. You know, they have this stuff in it that's actually, but it's not like a player's, a forward or defenseman stick. Different composition. Mine's pretty light, you know. But to answer your question, I love the name of that, Warrior. I mean, it's such a great brand for a goalie stick.
Is it a Sherwood 5030, according to our buddy Ice Rink up in Ottawa, our hockey correspondent, the man, the god farmer of soul up in Ottawa?
It might be. My gosh, you know, I had Bauer equipment, you know, back in the day. Now it's like, what do I have?
Cooper.
God, I don't, it's been a while, Tony.
Harry had a CCM shirt on there. Yeah, CCM, the old school skates. Remember the CCM?
Very classic. I like this whole Zoom thing with you. So tell me about the background. What is this, mausoleum behind you?
That's our wine cellar here. We've got our Tito's because we drink much more now during the pandemic. So every once in a while, we'll pour out a couple of cocktails. Well, every Friday we do in our happy hour.
Ever since the governor said we need to limit our alcohol, we've upped it.
Yeah, we decided up. Yeah. So I got all my knickknacks, my awards and stuff, you know. That's what we do. It's a wine. We got plenty of wine. We got plenty of booze. We got a monitor. I don't have a fake backdrop, though. You notice?
No, that's not you because you're not fake.
Exactly.
You're real.
Right.
You're genuine. There's no reason to have a fake background of like a, what would you have it? If you had a fake background, Tony, what would it be of?
I'd have a deserted desert. I'd have an island with aquamarine water. The British Virgin Islands, I'd have that one little island that you see on the Microsoft. Remember, it used to be on the Microsoft screen desktop. And we actually been to that island. Robin and I, when we saw it, we were told.
What's the name of it?
I don't even
I
know.
What it is. I don't even know if it has a name.
It's just basically a little piece of
not
sand.
Not Epstein's Island.
No, that's a different one.
This is like
I got a massage there once with Bill Clinton.
You did. Right.
Let me tell you that right now.
I didn't see you in the picture, though, Tony, so I don't know.
I was in the distance. I was waiting. I was next in line. But anyway, enough about. But no, I love blue. I like. That's why I can't go in. When I lived in L.A., I couldn't go in the water at in Santa Monica on the beaches there. The water's nasty. And even here at the Jersey Shore, I don't go in that water. I want to. When I go in water, it's got to be clear. I got to see at least 6 feet down. I can see the fish swimming around.
Well, you see your feet.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, that island sounds fabulous. I'm sure that's where you'll retire and you've saved up a lot of money to live there. But,
I don't need any money to live there. I'm going to live there.
I live in the South Bay, and it's gorgeous. I mean, the water's beautiful. I can't complain.
Linda doesn't know
about it. Not that I've been in it in the last 3 weeks, but at least I've touched the sand.
She doesn't know about your taxable income from last year.
Now, wait a minute. Are you allowed to touch the sand now out there? I didn't know what the governor
does. She's not in a bunker.
Fabulous governor, Gavin Newsom, is allowing us to touch the sand and the water. And I actually, I'm looking at my window now as I speak to you, and especially on weekends, there is a lack of social distancing on the beach, but we don't hear Army helicopters flying overhead when that's happening anymore. So maybe we're moving in the right direction.
Now, do you rat people out? I mean, do you get the binoculars and say, and then make a phone call to 911?
Absolutely
I got a couple
not.
Out there right
Absolutely
now.
Not.
I want to know if you're a paid snitch, Linda.
I'm not about that. They could do whatever they want. I mean, that's it. Just, you know, whatever. Hey. But there's signs everywhere that says, please, be nice to your neighbors, wear your masks. You know, now they put up signs.
Well, that's nice of them, yes.
Yeah.
Linda,
you know, just in case you just landed on this planet, Tony and Harry, and you didn't know what was going on, they have signs that say, hey, wear a mask. Okay.
Exactly right. Linda Cohn, she hosts SiriusXM Mad Dog Radio, Channel 82, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Dan, and of course, daily hockey highlight show on ESPN, The Crease.
In The Crease.
In
great
The Crease.
Show. I host it every night from my home. Nice little home studio. It's great.
Do you have a little, like, fake rink in there? Do you skate around with your hockey pads on? Do you stack the pads? Do you stand on your head?
Break some plates?
Do you get into the butterfly?
No, you know, your guy and my guy, Barry Melrose, is on with me. He's from his home. I'm from my home. And I have my Linda's must-see save. That's the closest I'll come to wearing and donning equipment. I pick out the best save of the night. But it's great. It's like the old school. You remember NHL Tonight.
Absolutely.
On ESPN Plus. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's like. You know,
I did that show a couple times.
Take it seriously.
Back in the Deuce days, ESPN2, when it was Barry Melrose. I was hosting, filling in for I don't remember who I was filling in for.
Buchagross?
No, Buchagross wasn't even there.
No,
this
wasn't
is
there.
ESPN2
no.
back
oh,
in the day
okay.
when we had NBA Tonight with Freddie Carter pointing at the mm-hmm. TV. Remember when they
yes.
introduced Fred Carter on NBA Tonight? This was ESPN2.
This was even before
the good old days.
Yeah, this
okay,
was back
okay.
in the day. And then I would do Bill Patrick, Barry Melrose.
Bill Patrick,
and I
yes.
was
I have video of me. Part of the day.
Yes, I had a mullet, and Barry had great hair. I had a mullet.
Yeah.
I was bald, but I had the long hair. Barry Melrose had the great hair, and he still does.
It's called a skullet, Tony.
And then Bill Patrick, who was
really good hair.
Yeah, he had good hair, too. I was the only guy with bad hair.
He's funny.
Yes.
I love Bill Patrick. I love working with him, doing sports centers with him. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he really
Just
is.
Just sneaky funny. but, yeah, I remember your hair, Tony.
Thank you. So do I. All right, Linda, Avalanche in Arizona.
Yeah, beautiful.
Let's get it back to the hockey.
Let's get it back to the NHL,
okay,
the Stanley
Harry's
Cup playoffs
the train
here.
On the track.
Now, you know, the Arizona, poor Rick Tocchet, did you hear him saying, we look like we didn't even want to be here anymore after his poor goaltender Kemper got shellacked the other day. He had no help. They were just coming in, and they were.
It was an avalanche.
It really was an avalanche.
It
was like throwing raw meat. Throw meat into a lion's cage.
By the way, with all due respect to Arizona, the Rick Tocchet, the Coyotes, the whole deal, hopefully there's a lot of fans who root for them because I wish them well. You know, the Derek Stepans, the Michael Grabner, former Ranger greats are on that team. But the point is this, Colorado probably could and most likely maybe if they upset Vegas will be in the Stanley Cup final. So, I mean, this isn't chopped liver they're getting blown out by. They're probably going to lose today. Colorado's going to move on to the second round. It's a good team that they lost to and got blown out by. And, you know, let's face it, these guys are doing a great job in these bubble cities. I mean, we hear all about how the NBA, yay, NBA, great. You know, they're doing great, too, type of thing. But if LeBron and the Lakers lose in the first round of Portland, I can't wait to hear LeBron James's postgame regarding, I wanted to, you know, them bringing my family in is not enough. It was getting tough. That's not tough to play in a bubble. I'm sorry. That is not adversity.
You're
absolutely
right.
You know, figure it out. You know,
exactly.
Do it for the fans.
They're not at
you
the Motel 6. They got Instagram right. models going in
He's
there and servicing the entire Phoenix Suns team. I mean, come on.
Exactly. So I don't want to hear it. You know, for Laker fans, I hope they get their act together. But I do love Damian Lillard and the Trailblazers. But back to hockey, Arizona, you know, I'm sure it's going to end today, sadly.
Yeah, and again, you got to give their goal. They're a goaltender. Now, we had a debate.
He's great.
We had a debate on the show, and I'm old school too. And the debate was the goaltender was so he did everything but stand on his head. Harry said,
that's what Harry says. Yeah.
But when a goalie plays lights out like Kemper did early in the series, don't you say he was standing on his head, meaning he's made saves from every conceivable position?
So, Harry, let me get this straight. I want to give you a correct answer.
Okay.
Harry, say what you said. Don't let Tony.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sam.
I've always said it as he did everything but stand on his head.
Okay. And you're saying, Tony, he stood on his head. I'm going with Tony.
Okay.
When a goalie is making save after save, the guy stood on his head for his teammates.
Exactly. There you have it.
All right, it's settled. The commissioner has spoken.
Linda Cohn with the assist as I put the biscuit in the basket and go up 1-0 now in the Tony Bruno Show quarterfinals for the Stanley Cup. I'm going to get my little Stanley. You know, it's funny. Remember the old hockey games you used to have the pushing ones?
Yeah. A bubble hockey. I love bubble hockey.
No, not the big ones in the arcades. Oh. I'm talking about the one at home where you just have the long slide.
And then the rods would always get
jammed
up.
And then the goalie, you could barely move it from side to side.
Yeah.
And they would give you a Stanley Cup in that. And whenever I would win, I would pick that cup and run around the house with it.
Really?
That little tiny Stanley Cup, Linda.
I wish we had video of that.
I know. They didn't have video.
It does not surprise me either.
Oh, my God.
Come on. It was Coleco
table
hockey.
Well, if the Flyers can win today, they'll move to the second round, and that's the first time they've won a playoff series, if it happens, since 2012. So we'll see an early taping of you running around with a cup, getting a little bit more excited that you're a little closer.
Absolutely. I'm going to make a fake cup in the house.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to craft one myself. I'm going to get some aluminum, some stainless steel, get the hammer, and start forging my own Stanley Cup.
You could put together a couple of your tinfoil hats and make a Stanley
Cup. Absolutely, I'll get some of those. Yeah. I got plenty of those sitting around. Now, Linda, the Islanders, I know you're a Ranger fan.
Yeah, the upstart Islanders.
Yes, but I can speak to all the teams. What about the Islanders?
No, I know that, but I'm saying the Islanders, I mean, this team's amazing. You know, you talk about an under-the-radar team, except in New York. Obviously, the Ranger fans dominate. The Islander fans and the Islander players, man, this team is better than people think they are.
Barry Trotz, man.
Yes.
Well coached, obviously, arguably the best coach in the NHL in Barry Trotz. They did have a hiccup, obviously. They lost to Washington. Don't count out the Caps just yet. You know, Alex Ovechkin, we saw the real Alex Ovechkin, who was invisible in Game 3.
Yep.
Did his AKA almost like a Mark Messier guarantee, saying it's not over yet. After the Game 3 loss, came back, 2 goals. They won Game 4. Islanders need to win the next game, because if you let the Caps back in, there's trouble. I believe the Islanders will. They're well coached. They got great goaltending. They got super young stars, and they made a great deal at the deadline. Best deal at the trading deadline, which feels like 5 years ago, but when they got J.G. Pageau, who's already has 4 goals in the postseason. And people are like, who, Linda? Yeah, he was in Ottawa. Nobody cares about Ottawa, but except people who live in Ottawa.
Ice Rink. Our buddy. Don't say that to our buddy Ice Rink. Jeff up in Jeff Morris in Ottawa, Linda.
Going on in all cylinders, and they got these young guys, Barzal, Bevilier, and they got the best fourth line in the NHL, but nobody likes to call them the fourth line. They're the energy line. Kazikas, Clutterbuck, Martin.
Clutterbuck's the best name.
That's the best name in
hockey.
Careful with that name.
Yes.
Be careful.
And Kakantiemi up there with the Montreal Canadiens is another good one, too.
J.G.
Patrick. I try to avoid that name as much as possible. And Barry Melrose admitted to me he only is allowed to say that once a show, because that's all he can. And I don't blame him.
Robin loves that name, too. We're watching the game, and she hears John Forslund, who's doing a great job on the playoffs, saying, Kakantiemi, you know, and I'm like, wow.
I turn into a 5-year-old every time I hear it. I'm like, oh, Kakamamie.
No, it's not Kakamamie, Robin. Come on, man.
Kakamamie.
And, of course, Ice Rink in Ottawa checking in. Jean-Gabriel Pageau has made a huge impact, as you pointed out astutely, Linda.
I told you Ottawa would know what I'm talking about.
Now, the Rangers with the frozen ping pong ball last week, what did they put in there? We had the frozen envelope with the Knicks, and I jokingly said that the Rangers were going to get the number one pick because they'd find a way to alter the ping pong ball. Do you not believe that was a fix?
It was not a fix. First of all, here's Mr. Science. I go by science, all right? Here we go. Bill Nye, the science guy. You, Tony. If the ball, okay, you know how the guy dropped it at first?
Yes,
take
yes.
it out, right? Okay, okay.
That was the giveaway the right ball, there. This is not a conspiracy theory.
I know that was a little suspicious. I know. I admit that was suspicious. But if it is heavy, if it's weighed down or frozen, as you like to say, how the hell does it have the air, enough energy to push it back up to the top if it weighs more?
That's a good point.
Than the other ping pong ball.
I'm not saying it was frozen. That was a joke because it's not frozen because it's too hot out to do it. That was a Knicks frozen envelope. But I'm saying that somebody could have gotten a little hypodermic needle and injected some sort of like hydrogen
or nitrogen
or a little fentanyl in there. Just something.
Hydroxychloroquine
yes. could have gone in there. And then it would have died of the COVID because it's not a cure. And it
That's
doesn't
right.
work.
Be
exactly.
careful with things that you know are recommended by other than Dr. Fauci.
Or remdesivir.
Helium. Yeah, remdesivir.
It was lighter, right?
It's lighter, so they stuck some helium in it.
You know what? That's so far, even though I don't think it was fixed, but Robin, that is actually the best theory I have heard yet.
Because that's what we do. We don't just accept things at face value.
Well,
we need investigation.
And here's
everything.
The other thing is if they tried to investigate because the helium is a gas, it would just dissipate immediately and it would not be traceable.
Okay, this is over my head. I bow to your knowledge. I'm going to go with what you say.
Right, David Krejci has scored now, Linda. And the Phil Esposito rebound, garbage time in front of the net.
When the Tuukka Rask news broke, I was on the air doing my radio show, and I was probably the only one that ripped him. Because their own GM, Don Sweeney, said it was not a family emergency. And everybody and their grandmother were like, oh, Linda, my gosh, can't you let people opt out if they want? He opts out an hour and a half before the puck drop. You know, it was just really, I think about that with the Bruins. And good job by Jaro Halak. I usually don't root for the Bruins, but I'm rooting for them now in a way because what they're going through and how their number one goalies left them for a non-family emergency just because he has a young... You know, I'm a mother. I know it. I get it. But did you have to leave your team the morning of a game?
No, yeah. I said the same thing because you remember, go back to 2 days before he left.
Correct.
He was complaining about, I don't like this. There's no crowd noise. I can't get into the game. And then 2 days
That's
later,
right.
he says, like, oh, I got to go home for a family. I'm out.
That's
a family
right.
emergency. I'm glad you called him out, Linda, because you're right. You can't question anybody when they use their kids.
Right.
You know,
right.
it's like guys that retire and say, I'm going to go home and spend more time with my family.
Right, with a family. That's right. bull. And you hit it on the head, and that's what I brought out. He was saying, oh, it's like this is not playoff hockey. It's like exhibition hockey.
Exactly.
Well, by the way, your teammates are playing like it's playoff hockey. So what are you saying? So goodbye, good riddance. So not often do I say Bruins, you know, go, Bruins.
Well, how about
but,
that?
I'm rooting for Jaro Halak, the backup, because he was thrown in that situation. He's a veteran, and I love goalies.
How about that third period they had the other night? They scored 4 goals in like 6.5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, that number one line, Marchand, Bergeron, Pastrnak. Well,
Pastrnak's not even playing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they just have they got a great team. So I like Tampa in the final. I put money on Tampa in the final. But if it's Boston, I'm not going to be shocked. That's the only other team I see in the East.
What about the Flyers? What about the Flyers with the Carter Hart?
I don't know. Unless they generate some more scoring, you know, which may be coming. Again, they haven't scored yet. They're big guns.
I'm with the commish.
It's different, but.
I'm not a homer. You know that, Linda. I'm not a homer.
I'm with the commish
here. I know you're not a homer. You're not a homer, but enjoy the baby steps right now. Get by this series.
By the way, Pasta's playing today. He is filming Dunkin' commercials between periods, but he is on the ice for the Boston Bruins today.
He drinks as much coffee as I do, I'll tell you that.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's put your hands together. She is the great Linda Cohn. Linda, it's always great to talk to you. We have to get you back. You got to do it. We got to keep you. We have to put you on the payroll during the playoffs.
That'd be fun. I love it, and I love the Zoom aspect. It's just fun, and connecting with you as always is great. Harry, you too, and
Robin.
Let's do
How
it.
About Robin? She's all right too.
Even Robin.
Robin's great, but Robin is so much smarter than me, so I applaud her.
She knows nothing about hockey. She doesn't know if the puck is inflated or stuffed.
No, but she knows science. She knows science and helium and ping pong balls, and that really impressed me.
That's because I make her watch the Science Channel at night.
He forces it. Yes, it's true.
She's watching these stupid shows on Netflix. I'm watching science.
She
that's
was
why
watching
I know.
Bosch, man. That was a
I
great show.
Of time.
At least I know how to skate, Tony Bruno.
Well, that's true. You grew up in Holland.
Look at that.
She grew up in Holland where everybody has to skate and swim or else they drown in a stinking dike. Whatever the hell they have over there.
I beg your pardon.
In their wooden shoes.
In the wooden shoes. It's hard to skate with wooden shoes. A little too stiff. No ankle support either. Linda Cohn. Linda, great to see you. Thank you so much.
We'll leave it there. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Harry. Thanks, Robin. It's always fun. Bye.
There she is. Bye, Linda.
Oh, my God.
Great is that.
Oh, my gosh.
Science, baby.
God, I love her.
Screw Dr. Fauci. You got real science on this show.
That's right.
None of this fake crap. You know what I'm saying? Science.
We need some Thomas Dolby when we come back.
Absolutely. Science! These poetry and monsters.
Get your drumsticks out.
We're coming right back. You got a call? You want to call in? Last chance. Last call for alcohol. 215-462-TONY. 215-462-866. Now, we got any Strapper calls, too? Josie?
We have Jacques Strapper, the one from Quebec.
Ah.
And we also have the one from Jeff and Delco, which is he was having phone issues.
Let's go to that. We'll do that when we come back. Stick around. We're going to wrap this baby up.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your... beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're gonna die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
You know, the best thing about the playoffs, Harry, is you can bet on the playoffs. And I have now downloaded the DraftKings app from the DraftKings studios here, Harry. Because right now you want action. You want a chance to be part of a millions of dollars in prizes throughout the week.
Yeah.
There's no better place, Harry. Start playing for free right now with your first deposit today. Daily fantasy sports, NBA action, hockey action. Stay under the cap, pile up points based on your player's performance. There's no better way to put your sports knowledge to the test than to compete throughout the week. But if daily fantasy isn't for you, DraftKings just launched Best Ball Football, too, as football's around the corner, so find out more on the app. All you got to do is download the DraftKings app and use the promo code Bruno to play free with your first deposit today. Compete for millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. That's promo code Bruno, B-R-U-N-O, to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes all week long only at DraftKings.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
All right, Linda Cohn. I mean, the reviews are always in here.
Oh, yeah.
Is she possibly our number one favorite recurring guest?
Well, I don't like to throw shade on our Southern Bureau chief,
we enjoy all our guests.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
John McMullen.
John McMullen's a regular. I'm saying, but as far as there's always fun and laugh, John's a serious guy. John McMullen brings the serious football knowledge.
Right.
And every once in a while, we'll goof off with him. But that's mostly a nuts and bolts, hardcore sports segment with a little dash of entertainment value.
Yes.
Linda Cohn never fails at the entertainment quotient, does she?
Especially now on Zoom.
Exactly, yes.
Zoom put her over the top, I think, because Daily Ombre, Michael Bradley, he always has a great Zoom
Michael Bradley. Listen, the best part is, and all of our guests, we're not paying them millions of dollars to come on this show.
No.
We don't pay Linda Cohn. We don't pay Barry Melrose. All of our guests come on because they love hanging out, and we love hanging them on. And don't forget Colleen Wolf. Again, I'm not trying to – see, that's the problem. It's like,
don't play favorites.
It's like telling your – you know, trying to pick out your best, your favorite kid. Mm-hmm. Now, is Jose there?
No. Something happened. I don't know what happened.
I thought he was calling in to do a what up at the end.
What up?
What up, yo? I think we were having phone issues. Hey, Tony, did you hear about your favorite town that you will probably want to move to now?
Where?
In Switzerland.
Switzerland?
You know why?
Why?
Is this
an update?
Yeah, this is an update.
Oh, I know this.
The town of Olten, O-L-T-E-N, in Switzerland.
Olten.
Is the town where Lindt and Sprüngli chocolate are made.
I love the Lindt chocolate.
Lindt truffles.
The only Lindt I don't like is in the belly button.
Especially when
you're licking in there and as it gets Lindt in your mouth and that stuff, man.
That's really gross.
That's nasty. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Where are you going with this?
I'm adding a little sex update to the update.
Yeah,
Tony does like sex and chocolate. But
well, who doesn't?
Apparently, the factory had a ventilation malfunction, and the entire town was sprinkled with chocolate cocoa.
No. Yes. I would have been out there in the ground with my teeth, with the tongue out in the air.
You know,
like when it snows and you put your tongue out and get the snowflakes falling on it, Harry? You ever do that?
Yeah, when I was like six.
Well, can you imagine it being chocolate, though?
Oh, that, I'd do that now.
Yeah,
oh, yeah absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, who wouldn't?
I'd fly there right now and go out there and lay out. All right, let's get to the strapper line. Do they have any cheap flights there? I'm going to go there this weekend, maybe.
I mean, you've driven through Hershey before.
Oh, absolutely. I've been to the Hershey,
the
yes.
Oh,
I've been
so
to
good.
Just open up the windows.
I've been in I was there when they did the original factory tours. Now it's a make-believe tour.
Yeah,
they show you the part of the factory.
I did it a long time.
When you go right through the factory.
Yeah.
Let's get to the strappers. Strapper line.
Hello, bonjour. This is Jacques Plante, strapper in Gaspé de Champigny, Quebec. Today, to help les Canadiens beat les Flyers, we sacrifice the chicken. I go see Father Desjardins at Saint-Augustin-Vachon Catholic Church. He's the only person in Gaspé de Champigny who read the entrail of a sacred chicken. Perhaps he got that certification at Université de Phoenix online. I don't know. One of my 12 daughters, Marie Sir Savard Strapper, she have a chicken farm, so we go there. We pick out two chicken. We name them Petit Carter Art and Petit Jean Couturier. Père Desjardins tells me he only sacrificed one chicken, but he listened to your show and he say, two chickens at the same time. He had candles and a table, and then he chant things in Latin. After the sacrifice, he look at the entrail on the table. I read the entrail, he say to us. The liver and kidney, they cannot get past the Art. The Canadiens cannot win unless they fix power play and get the puck past Carter Art. McMullen, he have a better chance of scoring at the Promise Keeper Convention than the AB do against Carter Art. Then we have the ire and chicken barbecue tailgate at my Putin's Rock all afternoon. So if this work and the Abs win, I have another idea for Harry Mays. One of the chicken it named Rory McIlroy. And for your next big golf game, Harry, we sacrifice it for you. A bientôt. Enjoy the game. Go Abs, go.
I love that guy.
And then we got a quick one from Jeff.
By the way, the Bruins have scored again. Yeah. Let's go to the next call.
Not quite sure if you remember me. We met quite a couple years ago. This is Jeff. I'm not sure if you remember meeting me a long time ago. I seem to be pushing way too many buttons.
And that was the extent of
what?
It.
What?
Yeah, and that's edited down. There's a lot of just
what?
Nothing.
What?
Was that guy low-key faded? Dude was low.
Wow. I'm not sure what that was.
I don't even know what just happened.
Was he trying to do Rick in Iowa?
That's what I thought he was trying to do.
We had Rick in Ottawa today. Iowa.
Iowa. Yeah.
Wow.
That comes natural. You can't imitate that.
Yeah, you can't force that.
Yeah, he doesn't fake that. No. Rick does not fake it.
No,
although we can
not.
Try to imitate the laugh, which I kind of like. We have one of those little Hallmark fake mistletoe
guys. Yeah, and
guys
the guy sounds
that you
like
can
that.
Hang and he has.
But he's supposed to be
like
a Frenchman.
Rick in
you know what I'm
Rick
saying?
Rick in Iowa.
The Boston Bruins have scored.
Yeah, 2-1.
It is 2-1 now.
Patrice Bergeron.
Yes. The big sticks out there. Krejci
was
on
it a power play?
And Bergeron on the power
yeah,
play.
He just sits right in that slot there. Yeah,
it was yes, real late, indeed. Too.
That's
under,
his
under
office.
A minute.
Exactly right. So they're going to go to the second period intermission, up 2-1, third period coming up. Utah leads Denver 96-74. How about those Denver Nugget, Harry? What is going on out there?
Good team.
Yeah, Utah's playing well. Mm-hmm. They really are. They had them up, and they were up in the other game too. What's up with the Denver Nuggets, Harry? We want to thank everybody. Another fun show today. The golf guys—they were terrific. The tour
junkies.
The tour junkies.
Yeah.
Harry. The golf junkies. The tour junkies.
Check out the podcast.
And Linda Cohn—how great was she? And all the great people who checked in on Twitch, listened live on Sirius Sports Map Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Thirsty Thursday, Harry, and there'll be lots of booze. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. That's code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.